It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll look at some of the unique, weird, and wonderful places off the beaten path with a co-author of the new book, Atlas Obscura.
First, with Election Day only 17 days away, as people head into the voting booth, they'll have to have more identification, notably photo ID, when they cast their ballots.
And for people voting absentee in Wisconsin, they'll need to submit their vote earlier than in the past. This could cause some problems for eligible voters. So far, more than 120,000 people have submitted their ballots by mail. Nearly 150,000 have voted absentee in person.
Joining us now to talk about the new absentee voting rule and all of the changes coming to the voting booth this year in Wisconsin is Andrea Kaminsky. She's the executive director of the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. Andrea, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So first, bring us up to speed on what these new changes are to absentee voting.
Well, for absentee voting, your ballot has to be received by your local clerk, your municipal clerk, by Election Day. It used to be that it just had to be postmarked by Election Day. And with the way the mail goes sometimes, and sometimes it's slower than you expect, what election officials are recommending is that you get it in the mail a week ahead of time. So that would be November 1st.
Just around the corner.
If you can. If you can't, go ahead and send it and hope it gets there by Election Day.
And remind us, who can request an absentee ballot?
Anybody, any voter can request an absentee ballot. You request it from your local clerk, or if you live in the city of Milwaukee, from the Milwaukee Election Commission. And you don't have to give any excuse. But at this point, if you're going to do that, I recommend that you do it very soon, because they will have to mail you the ballot, and then you've got to get it back by Election Day.
It's a very busy time of year, of course, for the League of Women Voters. What are some things you're paying close attention to in the days leading up to Election Day?
Well, one thing that we're doing is we're training we'll train election observers. We'll have about 300 volunteers in the polls on Election Day. They will be there to observe and to look at what are some problems at the polls for voters, what are some best practices. If there are problems that are immediate and we're concerned about somebody not getting a chance to vote, then they have numbers they can call to get assistance for that voter. At the same time, we're hearing that that there are going to be other election observers in the polls, as there always are, and we want to assure Wisconsin voters that there have been observers in the polls for a long time in our state. They have to follow rules. They are not allowed to disrupt voting process. And we expect that will happen again this time.
There were some election changes that came into the mix here since the last presidential election. One of the changes was buffer zone changes, where election officials can stand. But what are some of these election law changes that have come into effect since 2012?
Sure. The buffer rule is that observers have to stand in a certain spot so that they're not disrupting the voters. And that spot has moved a little bit, but it's still the same. Things that people will notice the most would be that now you show photo ID to receive a ballot. There is no specific card that's a voter ID in Wisconsin. There are seven types of ID that you can use, and they include what most people will do is a Wisconsin driver's license, Wisconsin state ID, a passport, a veteran's card, and you can get information at on a website called myvote.wi.gov. That is the Wisconsin voter information website. Pay attention to the expiration date. Some of these, like for your driver's license, you can use it even if it's recently expired in the last 2 years, you can still use it.
And for voters who lack a valid photo ID, they can apply for a voter ID at the DMV. Can you tell a little bit about that voter ID credentialing process through the DMV?
Sure. It's called the ID petition process. You go to your DMV the closest one, and you tell them you want a free ID for voting, or you want an ID that you can use for voting. And you should receive and bring with you whatever identification or documentation you can. If you have a birth certificate, be sure to bring that. If you have an expired driver's license from either Wisconsin or another state, bring that. Just your proof of residence. You will have to prove that you're a Wisconsin resident. And
so, an electricity bill, or
yes. And there's another website called bringit.wi.gov. which is the state's voter ID website, which is an excellent resource.
We're talking with Andrea Kaminsky. She's the executive director of the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. And Andrea, getting back now to the absentee ballot, we have also heard of absentee ballots not fully completed with the witness information, full addresses. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That's right. If you mail in your absentee ballot, you will, on the outside of the, it's called the certificate envelope, you have to sign it with your own name, your address should be there, and then you also have to have a U.S. citizen witness it, so they have to sign their name and they have to provide their address. If they provide an incomplete address, it may be that the local clerk can fill that in, but why not save your clerk time and make sure your ballot is counted, because they might not have the time and get that ballot in.
To fully complete it for any missing information.
Right.
Yeah. And what are you hearing from voters who are seeking more education about how to vote this year? Are there common questions that are being brought to the league?
Yes, there are. We have voter information on our website. It's lwvlikevoterwi.org. It's League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. That website I mentioned earlier, the Wisconsin voter information site, is also fantastic. You can go on there, type in your name and your birth date, and it'll tell you what your registration status is. If you're still an active voter, it'll tell you where your polling place is and show you what will be on your ballot. It's a great resource.
And when you request an absentee ballot, how soon must clerks respond to sending that ballot, by email or fax or in whatever way they send it? Is it within one business day?
Most of them send it right away.
Right away.
I don't know if there is a specific rule, but... Yeah.
And I noticed over the weekend a line in my local library to register to vote. Are you seeing a lot of number of people registering to vote?
I've heard that there are, I think, 9,000 people who have already voted, actually cast an in-person absentee ballot. It's called early voting in Madison. For registering, there are still people who need to register, and they should do so as soon as possible. And many municipalities do have opportunities to do that. At this point, if you're going to register, you have to do it either at your clerk's office or at a site that your clerk has designated. You can't do it by mail anymore. Or you can do it on election day at your polling place.
Andrea, thanks so much for spending time with us on this.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
That was Andrea Kaminsky. She's the executive director of the League of Women Voters Wisconsin.